Simon & Schuster Audio presents War of Honor by David Weber. Read by Barbara Rosenblatt.
Prologue. Comm confirms it, sir.
Korvettenkapitän Engelmann sounded as if he couldn't quite believe his own report.
You're joking!
Kapitän der Sterne Wong Glockauer, Imperial Andamani Navy, commanding officer of the heavy cruiser IANS Gangying, looked at his executive officer in astonishment.
Code 17 Alpha?
No question, sir. Rehuan's positive. As of 1306 hours, that's what they're squawking.
Engelmann glanced at the bulkhead daytime display.
That's over 6 minutes, so I doubt that it's a mistake.
Then it's got to be a malfunction,
Glockauer half muttered, eyes swinging back to his auxiliary plot and the glittering icon of the 4-megaton Andermani flagged freighter from which Gangying had just requested a routine identification.
Nobody could be stupid enough to try to sail right past us, squawking a 17 Alpha, much less squawk it in response to a specific challenge.
I can't dispute your logic, Skipper,
Engelmann replied. He knew Glockauer wasn't actually speaking to him, but one of an executive officer's responsibilities was to play the part of his commanding officer's alter ego. He was responsible for managing the smooth functioning of the captain's ship, of course. But that was only part of his job. He was also responsible for providing a sounding board when the captain needed one. And this situation was so bizarre that Glockauer needed a sounding board badly at the moment.
On the other hand, the exec continued, I've seen pirates do some pretty stupid things over the years.
So have I, Glockauer admitted, but I've never seen any of them do anything this stupid.
I've been thinking about that, Skip,
Engelmann said diffidently.
And I wonder if it's actually so much a case of their being stupid or of someone else's having been sneaky.
How?
Well, every merchant line knows that if one of its ships is taken, whoever grabbed her will want to pull the wool over the eyes of any Navy ships they run into. But most navies have at least their own national shipping list in memory, complete with transponder codes matched to emission signatures. So pirates also know there's at least some risk an alert plotting and comm team will cross-check and notice some little flaw any time they use a false transponder code.
The exec shrugged.
That's why pirates tend to go on using the original code until they get a prize safely tucked away somewhere, rather than generating a fresh false one.
Of course it is, Glockauer said, as his second-in-command paused.
His comment could have sounded impatient, since Engelmann was busy saying something both of them already knew perfectly well. But he recognized that tone of voice. Binyan was onto something, and Glockauer was willing to give him time to lay out the groundwork for whatever it was.
The thing I'm wondering, Skipper, the Korvettenkapitän said, is whether or not someone at Reichenbach figured out a way to take advantage of that tendency. Suppose they set up the beacon software to tag the transponder with a 17 Alpha if the ship was taken. If they did, then they could also have rigged the rest of their software to strip the tag off when it plays the transponder code back to the bridge crew.
You're suggesting that someone in the command crew activated a booby trap in the transponder programming when he realized his ship was about to be taken?
I'm suggesting that that might be what happened,
Engelmann agreed.
Think about it. There's no way a normal merchie can hope to stand off a pirate. They're not armed, and the only thing trying to resist boarding parties would accomplish would be to absolutely assure a massacre once they actually got aboard. So if the command crew figured they might be able to pull off something like I'm suggesting may have happened here, it would have to be pretty tempting.
Glockauer rubbed his upper lip thoughtfully. You're right about that, he said after a moment. Especially if the pirates decided to keep the original crew alive and force them to work the ship for them. Their best chance of being rescued. Their only chance, really.